It's the guy G-Holy repping G-Holy. Wrong show. It's the guy G-Holy, and welcome back to the Dream Team Manifest, man. I wear so many hats, sometimes I don't know which one I have on. But yeah, I mean, if you ever want to visit G-Holy.com, that's totally fine, by the way. But this is the Dream Team Manifest, and I thank y'all, welcome y'all back. And as always, I want to say something to put you in a space where you could take something away from what I'm saying, and if you don't, you can throw it in your nearest garbage bin. Let's allow the conceiver, let's give thanks to the conceiver and creator for allowing me to be in this space where I can do that, you know. So today I wanted to talk about a concept called basically it's a perverted concept. When you think about it, it's a distorted concept. People use it, but they don't use it right. It's the whole I am who I am thing, right? When people say, man, I am who I am, they more use it in a excusatory way, if that's a word. I hope I didn't make that up, but fuck it, sound good. They use it more as an excuse than as a, like a statement to, as a testament to who they actually are. You get what I'm saying? I'll get back into that in a second, but let's say, you know, I am who I am. Usually hear this when people are like in trouble. You know, they in trouble with the law or something like that. You might go like somebody that's the fifth time they in prison. You go visit them and you're like, damn, you can't keep doing this shit. And they're like, man, I am who I am. Right. Somebody who may be trying to change the way they eat or something of that nature. And you're like, damn, man, this is like your fifth burger this week. They'd be like, man, I am who I am. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might be a thief. You know, they come to your house, they got some hot shit. Damn, man, you just stole 3 TVs from Walmart. You need to cut this shit out, man. I am who I am. You know what I mean? It's always used in a excusatory type way. And I'm taking that word. I'm making it up. That's my word. I made it up. Even if it's in the dictionary, they copy me, right? So you never hear this word when people is like, you know, in good times or in good favor with themselves. You never hear I am who I am then. You know, like they always giving the glory to God. Like every time is something where they did great. Like somebody wins an award at an award show. They say, I'm giving the glory to God, right? Somebody gets some, win the lottery. I'm giving the glory to God. Somebody gets some new shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn, man, you just came up. You got a new car. You got a new house. Got to give the glory to God. They never say I am who I am in these situations. They always like giving the glory to God. And it's just a perverted way to use this concept to make an excuse for themselves. Because the real I am who I am is saying I'm not who I'm not also. Think about that. Proclaiming that I am who I am is saying I'm not who I'm not. That doesn't mean that you're not supposed to be those things that you're not, or that you're supposed to be those things that you are. People will use things like signs, the astrological sign that they came in through. Somebody will excuse their behavior and say, man, you know I'm crazy, man. I'm a Gemini. I got 2 sides. Yo, I'm an Aries. I'm compulsive. Yo, I'm a Leo. I'm fucking brash. And all these excuses that they don't even understand why they born under those astrological signs. You're not born under those astrological signs to have an excuse for yourself to do bullshit. You born under those astrological signs to overcome those astrological signs. See, when they're using this whole I am who I am thing, in which only God in the Bible can use I am who I am. You know why God in the Bible can use I am who I am? Because he got us to live through. And the God in the Bible is a he, so I can say he. He got us to live through. So he can say I am who I am, because that God actually doesn't have an identity outside of us. We define that God. The sum of us is the whole of that God. The whole of that God divided is us individually. You get what I'm saying? So that guy can say that, has that excuse, because it has us to live through. We got to do all the living and experiencing. So we do not get that choice to say, I am who I am. It always has two sides. It's called duality. It's called making dua. It's called, you know, this whole plane is built on duality. So yes, this is defining you. Like, yeah, like, okay, you was born under this particular astrological sign. That's fine. But you wasn't made just to chill under the astrological sign. You made to overcome the astrological sign. If you that Aries, you made to start to control your compulsive nature. That's your challenge, to control your compulsive nature. If you're a Leo, that's your challenge to not be as brash, to be a little more humble in your approach. You know what I'm saying? If you're a Gemini, you made to merge those two sides into one whole being that's progressive in the way that you need it to be. That's what it's about. So when you say, I am who I am, you're not living in a reality, because this is a dualistic plane. You're not who you're not, right? You're not a lot of things you want to be. Everybody want to be a millionaire. You're not who you're not. You're not a millionaire until you are. So do people use that excuse for, you get what I'm saying? When you're a millionaire, are you going to say, you can't say the same I am who I am when you broke is not the same I am who I am when you're a millionaire. So which one are you? It's like a disease that people use to stay stagnant in their own soul's progression. Just to not do the self-work or the shadow work or whatever that is. Just so you don't have to put the work in to become the person that your soul set out to be, for your spirit to actually guide the soul to be. So remember, the next time you, man, I am who I am. Nope, you don't get that excuse. You're not God in the Bible. Not directly. You get what I'm saying? So no, you don't get that excuse. Hey, you're not who you're not, man. Why don't you go be what you're not? Because that's what you're here to do. Why the fuck? Why? Let's say you're working on a project, right? Let's say you like finishing your basement or something. For all the grown ass people that finish basements and shit like that. Let's say you're finishing your basement. And it's like, yo, it is what it is. Yeah, everything you built so far, let's just say you got the beams up. You know what I mean? You got the drywall sitting there waiting to get put up. You got your little TV. You're making a man cave or a woman cave or something, right? And you're like, man, it is what it is. And you just walk away from it. Like, nobody does that. You know what I'm saying? Also, in that scenario, the it is what it is waiting for you to be what it's not. It's waiting for you to make it what it's not. It's giving you a challenge to complete a task so that you can say the new I am who I am. But you don't get to that without I'm not what I'm not. That's why you got to think in dualistic terms when you're saying these types of things. I'm all with singular thinking, because everything is one. But to not recognize the duality in a dualistic world is kind of put you at a handicap sometimes. You get what I'm saying? So everything everybody say to me, I always think of the polar opposite, because I know they saying that at the same time. You get what I'm saying? If somebody say, I'm tired, you know what I be thinking in my mind? The level I think on? This person want to be rested. I finished the whole sentence for them. You get what I'm saying? Like, somebody come to me and say, yo, I'm broke. I'm going to say, damn, they want to be well off. Right? Because you could think singularity, but you got to think in a dualistic nature to get the full scope of what people are saying sometimes, because it's always a flip side. So the I am who I am got to be the I'm not what I'm not. So don't avoid your challenges by making excuses for yourself about, you know, the cards you was dealt. You know, man, I'm just, you know, just a hood nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm just, you know, my mom wasn't there. My dad, whatever it is. Damn, you know how I came up. Yo, you know how it is out here, man. You know, I be trying to get a job or whatever it is, right? Like real life practical stuff that you hear all the time that you know is excuses when you hear it. You get what I'm saying? Call your people on their bullshit. That's what you're there for anyway, to be a reflection of them, a direct reflection of them, because they in sync with you. Call them on their bullshit. Nah, you can't tell me I am what I am. You don't get that excuse. You're not what you're not. Get your ass up and be the new I am what I am. You know, and I watch people who are old as shit, like who was old when they died. I watch people say that for the, I don't want to get into specifics because I don't want nobody to be offended. But I watch people say that my whole entire life up until I was like, you know, 25 or so. So that's 25 years these people lived in a, it is what it is, I am who I am state. That's 25 years they just stay stagnant because of that stale mindset of, man, it is what it is. Yeah, you could have been progressing that whole, my whole life you made no progress in any way. You could have took that 25 years and lived out your soul's purpose. Not that you didn't live out your soul's purpose that way also, but I'm just saying your soul urges. The urges your soul had to grow, bloom, and blossom and have experiences that take it to the next level. You missed that. You missed out on that. Just because you wanted to be a it is what it is type of motherfucker. No, man, it ain't what it ain't. Also, you know, like people will make excuses. Like I was just watching something and it was like, man, why you don't get on this person? But you let this person do whatever they want. It was like this stupid scenario. I don't really want to get into it. But it was like, and the person made an excuse for one of the people, but not the other one. Like, yo, you know, he been like that. You know, this one, they got time to change. This one, they been like that. No, that's never the case. As long as you living, air is going into your lungs, you're breathing out. You got every tool, every resource that everybody else has. You got a phone in your hand. You got people you know. It's always a chance to progress. It's never over for anybody, by the way. Like, it's only over when it's over. How can it be over if it's not over? That's like, I'm running a race and I just stop and be like, man, I'm so far up. This shit over. Wrong. Last place. Because I'm walking to the finish line. The game ain't over to the fourth. You see basketball players doing this shit? No, never. You never see niggas saying, man, I'ma just leave with 12 minutes left in the game because it's over. It's never over because it's in it. You in it. How is it over? You get what I'm saying? Even if you're playing like a video game or something, even if you pause the video game, you're gonna come back to the same place. It's never over until it's over. You just gonna like stop playing the video game and the man, it's over. No, it's never over, dog. If you got time, then you got time. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you have moments left, then you have time left. So it's never over. And that's for anybody who needed to hear that, because it's a slightly different message, but it's still adjacent to the I am who I am type of thing. And don't stay in that way of thinking, man. That's a horrible way of thinking. We could all think of people that we know that we've been trying to get to make progress that they easily could make. You know, that person that I've been talking to for 10, 12 years about losing the same 6 pounds. And it's like, bro, like six, like it's not a lot. Like you could just get on with it, you know? And we don't realize why we telling them that, you know, you might actually be, you know, lacking in whatever you are. Like, also, when you think about dualism, think about the fact that you're telling somebody something. You might be telling somebody something that you need to hear. That happens all the time. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that when you start talking, if you talk long enough, you'll say something that you need to hear yourself? So if whatever you I'm not a big fan of, you know, you got to be righteous to tell somebody else how to be righteous. Like, that's foolish, right? I don't have to know how to do anything to tell somebody that they should do something, like, or I don't have to practice it myself. But sometimes you are saying things that you actually need to hear. So you might want to check yourself when you're telling somebody something and be like, damn, you know what? I should do that. I find myself doing that all the time because all I want to do, clearly I get up here and I do this shit as much as I can, right? And I like to tell people what they should do. Like, I'm one in a selfish manner, egotistical manner, is something that I like to do. I know it's not something I feel like I'm a leader. I am a leader. There's nothing about my chart that doesn't say leader. There's nothing about my personality or character that doesn't say pure leader, right? So I want to give that to the world as much as possible, you know? And so in that, I find myself talking and talking and talking and talking to people and people and people and people. And then I say a whole bunch of shit that I need to hear myself. And, you know, that's another science. You know what I mean? That's called, you know, being in the flow, being in sync, creating momentum for yourself. You know, you'll find when you just start moving and doing all different types of acts that's in one particular direction, you'll see that things start falling into place. And I think I talked about that before, but that's the law of momentum right there. Like, you know, the universe start working with you when you start working with the universe. Because, you know, as above, so below. Dualism. Right back to it. So, if it is what it is, remember it ain't what it ain't. And get up, get out, get something, man. Outcast said it. You got to change your situation. There's no point in, you know, even repeating these sad, regurgitated, like, fucking catchphrases and shit. Yeah, I am what I am, man. Nah. Get out there, be what you're not, and create a new I am what I am. And hopefully you love that one. I'm the God Jeholy. This has been super real. I love y'all. I'm back early. You see me. Catch y'all next time. Love.